clearly. He smells it all the gods.
It described that the best nasheed is the one that makes you remember Allah and draws you closer to Him. It's our hope that this Islamic drama, Redemption Road, makes us remember our Rabb and our purpose of life. We sometimes lose our spiritual compass in the rat race of this world. This is portrayed in the drama, so we may look at ourselves with clarity. CII Broadcasting and Styx Productions present Redemption Road, written by Farzana Rawat, produced and directed by Imran Ismail.
Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. A shock for Shaitan and our non-spiritually charged systems. An atmosphere of hope, piety, and most of all, Allah consciousness prevails. A month when great changes are made externally and hopefully internally. Sadly, some of us are so soaked in our ways of negligence that even such a month doesn't budge our stone-set dispositions. Yet, all is not lost, for when the heart is hopeful and remorseful, the road to redemption is easy. Our Ramadan drama takes us into the lives of two families, the heads of whom are brothers. Let's pull back the curtains on Faisal, the elder brother, and his younger daughter, Layla.
Layla, just check with your mother if the guy from the halal board came home to deliver the papers.
Daddy, I'm your accountant, not your secretary to do your dirty work. You don't pay me for that. I don't know why you're so concerned about getting certification for your frozen food line. Isn't a halal stamp enough? Or are you scared what your brother Malvi will say?
Please, that brother of mine is too self-righteous for his own good. It's the bottom line. Customers are hesitant to buy when they don't see certification. And that means a knock on our pockets and less money for you to spend on my credit cards.
Oh, Daddy, I don't throw your money away. Oprah says it's self-investment to buy things that bring you moments of joy. Talking of that, I'll be home late tonight, going to check out a new restaurant for iftar. Tell Mom not to wait up for me.
Okay, no problem. Swing by the cafe and get me some cigarettes before you come home, okay? The withdrawal is killing me. Do you want to borrow my car tonight?
Thanks, Daddy. You're the best. See you later.
Don't worry. I'll phone your mom about those papers.
Ah, the joys of being loved unconditionally by your parent, especially when Daddy can afford to hire you and give you spending money. Let's see what's happening in Mulana Junaid's house, the younger brother of Faisal.
Put that phone down and come help me fry the samosas, Adila. Your hand will get paralyzed if you keep typing.
Ma, why do you say things like that? You know, Abba said one day something bad will really happen to me, and then you'll be the first to cry. Anyway, why are we frying so many samosas? Daddy might not come until after Gush.
Of course I don't mean it. I'm just telling you what might happen. You and your father take everything so seriously. Switch CII on. It's time for dua before iftar now.
Too fast down and 28 to go. These savories are awesome.
We only started Ramadan and you are already counting the days. Don't take away the barakat like that. Bring my phone, Adi. It must be your father. Hello? Where are you? Can you see the time?
Ma'am, 20, Imran wanted me to do a bit of stock taking before I came home. Don't worry, do anything for me. I'll help myself when I get home.
This is a reward I get for slogging the whole day.
I'm really sorry, Choti. Can I get you something sweet for after Tarawih snacks?
No, forget it, man. I'm full already.
Wait, let me speak to Abba. Assalamu alaikum, Abba. Can I please go to for Tarawih with Layla?
Walaikum salam with Layla. You can go, Adila, but I'll be happy if you're at home. And it's more virtuous to read home for a lady.
Please, Abba. I'll come home straight after Isha.
My Adam is going to...
What did your father say? Is he allowing you to go?
He said no problem. He's the best.
Of course. I'm a very bad mother.
Guys, I'll come to pick you up in 5.
Okay, no problem. Just getting ready. So where are we going after Tarawih? Come and mix it and save me some cents.
We'll go where the night takes us. Might swing by to see him. Ta-da, gotta run.
So what kind of Tarawih are these cousins performing? Their fathers might not be that tight, but these two are certainly seeming to bond over their nocturnal activities.
Assalamu alaikum. Come in, Layla. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam, Chotima. Oh, I'm fine. How's the fast going?
Lak, lak, shukar. It's going well. How's your mummy? Wait a second. Let me wrap up the pie for her. Adi, Leila's here for you.
Hey, Leila, let's go. Right, Ma?
Here's the pie. Come home straight after Tarawih or Molana will get angry, you know. He doesn't like ladies to read out of the house.
While the cousins engage in a battle of the conscience, Leila's parents cross verbal swords of their own. Not every wound is physical, and the damage of neglect can be far-reaching.
Corey, bring my DKNY and mint sweets. I need to spray some before I go for Tarawih to cover up the cigarette smell. Otherwise, Baigora and his cronies will sniff me like a police dog and give me their condescending looks.
Why don't you just stop smoking altogether? You know you're not getting younger, and it's not good for your health. Ramadan is the right time to give it up.
I'm still fit and young, thank you. And even though you don't smoke, I'm in better shape than you. You better join a gym or something to keep up with me, or people will start thinking you're my mother.
I wish you would give up your hurtful words along with smoking. Here, take your jacket before you go for Tarawih. It's chilly tonight. You didn't even eat properly and you're rushing off again. It's so late. And Leila still didn't come home. Is she working till late tonight?
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. She said not to wait up for her. She went to some new eating place.
Which eating place?
I didn't ask so many questions. We have to give the children their space, Corey, or they'll be irritated by us, like how our parents nagged us.
My parents didn't nag me. How could you not even ask her where she's going? If something has to happen to her, we won't even know where she is.
Stop getting hysterical now, Corey. Nothing will happen to her. Tonight, why don't you start getting those hampers ready? The one the committee is distributing.
I thought we will all do it together tonight after Tarawih.
Be sensible, Gori. Do I have the time? I'm so tired from working the whole day. Just do it, man. It won't look good if I, as a trustee, don't pitch in. What are you going to do the whole day tomorrow anyways? You can do it. You have plenty of time on your hands. I'm going for a bite to the boys after Salah, so don't wait for me. Bye.
Now I will read Tarawih alone, eat dessert alone, and they will come home long after I'm gone to bed. A big mansion and no one here.
Faisal's house has a reluctant leader, who rather be out of the house than in. Always time for the boys, but never for his wife. Meanwhile, a while later, Molana finally returns home, exhausted after Tarawih.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm home. Chotti? Phew, I'm tired. Chotti? Oh, she's sleeping.
So you're back?
Ah! You scared me, man. Phew, I didn't even hear you behind me. You look just like your mother there for a second.
So funny. Now what's this nonsense about coming home late? What does Naeem think of you? That you are a slave? Doesn't he know that you have a family waiting for you at home?
He was really, really busy today, man, Chotti. Besides, last month he did a stock taking, so I couldn't refuse. How did your fast go today? Where's Adi?
She'll be home any time now. Didn't she ask you if she could go for Tarawih? Tomorrow you better come home early, otherwise I'm not going to make anything special.
Talking about special, Chotti, yeah, I brought your favorite drink, Bombay Crush, for you. And Chotti, if you're not in a mood to make savouries, no problem. I'm happy with tarkari or anything else you want to make. Hey, I would have liked Adi to read at home. You should make a lesson to how well Muftisab explains it. Isn't the Ramadan challenge on now? Switch it on. Hey, I always pick up new things from it. It's a good refresher for Dini knowledge, ne?
Yeah, have some of this Bombay Crush.
While Adila's parents are enjoying a Bombay Crush, she sees Leila's crush for the first time.
It's a nightmare to find parking here. This place is rocking.
By the time we park and just place our orders, it'll just be another 30 minutes and Abba will call the police and probably look for me. I'm surprised he didn't SMS me as yet.
Your old man needs to chill, man. Just because he's a Mulana doesn't mean he can dictate your life. Stand up for yourself, Adi.
He doesn't dictate, really. He just politely requests. And I do stand up for myself. Remember when he didn't want me to do matric after I finished madrasa? I stood my ground till he agreed.
Politely requests my foot. That's what you call passive aggression. Read the latest Cosmos and we'll give you a whole new insight into people's psyche. I don't get the fuss he was making because you're doing it via correspondence. Ooh, major crime. Strike one for the feminists.
Are you sure we're talking about Cosmos here? Where are we going?
I just saw Ranbir, one of Daddy's employees. He annoys me. Always stopping by my office with coffee or chocolate, and I'm in no mood to paste a smile for him. Let's go somewhere else.
No dearth of admirers, ne? Who was the other guy who stopped to speak to you earlier?
Oh, that guy? Not worth talking about. Just a fella guy. What to do? It's the price to pay for being gorgeous. We have to throw some scrap of attention to our fans.
A fella guy? Like just to pass the time till you get him?
10 out of 10. Who said Mulana's daughters are not quick on the uptake?
Lame. Leila, can you help me with maths? I got a hand in my homework next week.
I can't really remember stuff I did way back.
But you are an accountant. Surely you would be good with maths on any level.
Assumptions. I want to remember matric level maths. Wait, now I'm SMSing to find out where he is. Yes, he's nearby. He's at Casablanca. Let me put the pedal to the metal.
Hey, I thought you meant the restaurant. This is a...
You can say it. Abba isn't here. A club. Yes. Don't worry, I won't force you to come in with me. But why are you acting so shocked? You did come to as far as the foyer with me last time.
I know, but it's Ramzan now. And it's just not right to go to a club after Tarawih.
Okay, I get you. Let's scan the parking lot and see if we find him. Oh my word. Oh my word. There he is.
Where?
There, sitting on the bonnet of that red Golf 5. He looked in my direction. Quick, check my hair. Is it all in order?
Leila, he's smiling at you. That's a good sign.
Not really. He smiles at all the girls. I mean, at everyone. What's that sound? Adi! Duck!